Portland did lead by 2 at halftime, but the Pacers scored the first 6 points of the third quarter, and the Blazers really struggled to score throughout the third period. J.J. Hickson, who had a double-double tonight, threw one down to bring Portland back to within 2 at 58-56.
Lillard near side of the floor wants Aldridge to set a pick. He does. Now the play to Hickson. Hickson to Batum. 5 to shoot. Nick bounced to Hickson. Rolling to the hoop. Dunks it with 2 hands. Boom! Chakalaka!
And Nick Batum found J.J. again just a very short time later.
Lillard, now to Batum. George tracking him. Nick around a pick by Hickson. Now hooks to Hickson right to the rim, and he jams it again right in George's face. Hickson with 12, 8 in the period. Batum, another terrific assist, his fourth.
It was 62-60 Indiana after that Hickson jam, but the Pacers then went on a 17-4 run to end the quarter, and Indiana was up 79-64 heading to the final period. The Pacers hit a 3 to open the fourth quarter, which put Indiana up by 18. It seemed like the Blazers might overcome an 18-point fourth quarter deficit for the second straight game. Portland went on a 17-3 scoring run. Wesley Matthews connected from beyond the arc during the run.
Now the Blazers look to get to single digits. Matthews circles the perimeter. Throws to Barton. Barton drives across the lane on Green and floats it up short. Rebound though to Freeland. 10 to shoot. Now to Matthews. A three-pointer near corner. Yes, sir! Wesley Matthews hits the three, his second of the quarter. And just like that, it's an 8-point game at 85-77.
And with about 7 minutes left in the game, Damian Lillard, the NBA Western Conference Rookie of the Month for November, drove for the basket that capped the scoring run and brought the Blazers within 4.
Rebound, controlled by Babbitt. His outlet, oh, nearly stolen, but Lillard has it. Damian front court, stutter step move, drives around Hill and lays it in. How much longer are you going to wait, Frank Vogel? He says play on. It's dangerous. The Blazers are within 4 at 85-81.
But the Blazers could get no closer and ended the road trip with a 99-92 loss to the Pacers.